Thank you, Professor Tarascon. So thank you very much for inviting such an important symposium. Today I'll talk about the status on safety of large lithium-ion battery in Japan. So I may have a mistake. So most of the audience is not the specialist of the lithium-ion batteries, but from discussion about this, so most of them are really battery researchers. So my presentation is a little bit so easy. Please stay relaxed and waiting for the nice lunch. So first of all, I'll try to speak about the lithium ion for electric vehicles and stationary use in Japan. And next one is a challenge to the safe lithium ion battery. And the final talk is mainly our approach using the pure polymer, lithium metal free lithium ion battery, and forced diffraction test in the NEDO national project. So I must start from here. This is EV total sales in Japan. So Mitsubishi i-MiEV is launched from the July 9 and increase. And from this year, Nissan Leaf is start sales. And now the total sales is over 10,000 in Japan. We can see the such kind of EVs for the taxis and some commercial use. So there are two trends about the EV in Japan. One is a not good news, so unfavorable condition for EVs. So as you all know, big earthquake is suffered in Japan. So after the big earthquake, almost all of the nuclear power plant must be shut down, so that the deficiency in electricity after 3-1-1 is very, very serious conditions. So and the actual rotation blackout, it means some partial, some area is blacked out two hours. This is very serious condition. And the first priority in Japan is save on electricity. So my research institute is funded from electric power industry. So that this is not good news, but save electricity is the first priority still in Japan. So that there are no TV commercial film about the EV until the summer. So I must add the comment. So donation from the French Red Cross is almost 13 euro. So I must thank as a Japanese. So another wind is a favorable wind for EVs. So one point is EV is recognized as emergency power supply, EPS. And another news is a strong adverse wind to nuclear power plant, nuclear power generation, in contrast to France. So I have only the fossil fuel. This is only main power. Hydropower is only 10%. So I must use fossil fuel. This is the first priority for the electric power generation. So that EV is still lower carbon dioxide emission than gasoline and diesel. So even fossil electric power is generated by the fossil power. So another good news or bad news, I don't know. Some of the battery company and some of the car maker announced the second use of EV battery. So target is a smart grid. So this is sorry, some Japanese are remaining. So leave to home. This is a one phrase for the Nissan. So this is our recent trend in Japan. So another news from Japan is rapidly released stationary lithium ion after the earthquake in Japan. There are lots of lithium ion stationary battery system is announced. Some is from Korea and China, and the famous companies Sony, NEC, Panasonic, Toshiba, all companies are released the stationary use. The capacity is not so high, so that's mainly used as an EPS, emergency power supply, and the cost is very high. So, but some crazy guy gets this system. Of course, we must purchase this system for the research. So I must say another bad news for the another energy storage system. Do you know the sodium sulfur battery? So this is a TV news from about the sodium sulfur battery trouble. So sodium sulfur battery by NZK gets fire accident in on the 20 the last September, and must control fire. So it takes 2 weeks, and control fire with sand. So this is big problem, and NZK stopped production of sodium sulfur and recommended to stop operation of sodium sulfur system all over the world. So after the earthquake, the Tohoku area is insufficient of electricity, so that in a very huge amount of 80 megawatt sodium sulfur system will be introduced in the fossil power plant. And the plan is finished, will be finished next January, but postponed at least the next April. So in this situation, so lithium ion cell cannot substitute such a huge capacity immediately, megawatt plus. This is very big difference from the EV use and commercial use, but should be in the future. This is our question. And if it is so, the lithium ion for electric vehicles is equal to lithium ion for load leveling. This is big question for us. So we previously tried to make the large lithium ion batteries in 1990s. The first trial is by Sony, and make the EV battery using 100 ampere hour cells in 1996. Panasonic also prepared the 100 hour big scale cell. GS USA also, Mitsubishi Heavy Industrial also make this battery. But now, all this size battery is disappears. There are lots of reasons, but as you know, main reason of them, and one of the reason of them is safety. Then, in the 21st century, the lithium ion cell is safety is first priority for the practical use. That's why all battery is under 100 ampere hour. For example, Mitsubishi i-MiEV battery is 50 ampere hour, Nissan Leaf battery is 30 ampere hour, Toshiba battery used in the EV bike, this is 20 ampere hour. Load leveling for the photovoltaic system, Mitsubishi Heavy Industrial also use 50 ampere hour. So how to choose the electrode material in the safe concept of the EV batteries? So now we use the conservative material, so not interesting material. So manganese spinel, graphite, and titanate, not so high energy density, not so large cell. Very conservative design we selected. But I must mention that the energy density of the small cell, like this, this energy density is over twice higher than that of large cells. So we can select the high capacity positive electrode, high capacity negative electrode, but we cannot select such a high value electrode. This is because of the safety. But according to the energy density and long distance requirement, high capacity anode cathode will be substituted. In that point, we must say electrolyte modification, as Professor Armand says, this is very important approach, we think. The other decades, in 2030, so we must change the mind, for example, the solvent-free battery developed by Toyota. So in the last conference in the Electrochemical Society meeting in Boston, so we checked the ratio of the presentation, anode, cathode, electrolyte, cells, and so on. We focused on this point. Safety is a significant position in the ECS meetings, and modeling is also the significant position. Because I think the United States is a so-called lithium-ion acceptor, user of the lithium-ion, so that the cell safety and modeling are their interest. So maybe Kari Lamin gets angry, sorry. And on the other hand, the Japan battery meeting, so the of course cathode anode is lot of presentation, but ionic kit and all solid battery has a lot of presentation. So we'd like to say Japan is a lithium ion donor, so provider of the lithium ion, so that this is not so easy to lithium ion is unsafe system. So we try to select the expected safe materials like ionic liquids in the Michel Armand cells and solid electrolyte and so on. So I must change to the national project concerning safety. So our conclusion is very simple. So that there are no specific national project about the safety only in Japan. This is a big difference to the other countries. So we focused on the expected safe, more safe materials. So, and mainly focused on electrolyte in Japan. For example, solid electrolyte, inorganic, glass and polymers, ionic liquids, flame retardant electrolyte, ceramic coated separators and electrodes. So the Kari Amin says aluminum phosphate coating on a positive electrode. This is a very important approach in Japan. So, but partially, we tried to test the safety about the battery for plug-in hybrids. The capacity is about 10 ampere hours. So we belonging to the this position, we are doing the force destruction test. Another institute is JARI, Japan Automotive Research Institute, they tested cell, module, and system. They have a very big, huge test plant like Ineris, but we have very small test plants, so that we tested only the single cell. Another news from Japan is a discussion on regulation. It is particularly for the lithium ion for residential use, home use. So this discussion is just started in the Tokyo Fire Department. So from here, I'd like to say our approach. So one result is a solvent-free and metal-free lithium-ion polymer batteries. We use a graphite and one-third forward material and SPE. So use solid polymer electrolyte is a conventional PEO-based, ethylene oxide-based polymer electrolyte. So of course, Michel Amon is a pioneer of this material. So there are lots of merit. So non-flammable vapor, and this battery can make in the printing process, and we can make the high voltage stack. It reads a high energy density, and our point is we did not use lithium metal, so we use graphite. So it reads a low production cost. So this is a demonstration of three stacked cells. Cell voltage go to the 12 volts. And cycle performance is 300 cycles at 50 degrees Celsius. Last presentation is a safety test. So as the Ineris guys has a presentation, most of the safety test is an open space test to simulate the actual event. This is an advantage of no size limitation and visible. But sometimes, so the result is no fire, just smoke, explosion, not quantitative result. This is a drawback of the open space test, we think. Another approach is accelerated rate calorimeter. This is a precise temperature of the thermal runway we can see, and the reaction rate estimation by temperature. But this system is invisible and size limitation, and not easy to combine the nail or crash test. This system is productive by thermal hazards, and many battery companies are still using this system. Our proposed system is a so-called forced destruction test using the pressure vessels. So we use the pressure vessels and precise pressure change in the event, and can estimate the reaction rate by the pressure change, and can combine the nail test, and we can introduce a wave camera. Of course, some limitation is remaining, but this is one unique system for assessment of safety. This is a schematic of lithium ion force destruction system. This is a pressure tight housing. The capacity is 27 liters. The maximum pressure is 10 megapascal. It means 100 atoms. Very high pressure, tight housing. And connecting to the charge discharge system. And there is a nail injector. This is precisely controlled nail injector. So we can see wave camera, voltage, current, surface, surrounding temperature, inner pressure, and needle pressure. the data acquisition system to connect it to the oscilloscope and the 1 millisecond sampling interval. So this is a dirty work in the last week. So different from the European countries. So in Japan, researchers must do such a dirty work. So this is the last week work. And maybe the next week, I must go back to this laboratory. And detail, so we use so-called blunt nail, so not the real needle. And the tip shape is connecting R3 and R1 ball to simulate the internal short circuit without nailing, real nailing. And another improvement is a position and pressure controllable needle injector we use. So, okay. So, and our 90% task is a cleanup. So we must test and test many kind of company cells, and their residual components is not permitted. So that cleanup is a 90% task. So our point, our proposed force destruction test concept is estimate maximum energy of cells in event. I'd like to say this is not safety judgment. So almost all the cell is go to the fire, but this is. This is an important test in Japan. So we can estimate the event in pressure in the tight housing. So max and measure the maximum pressure and derivative of the pressures. So in event, we can measure P max and the reaction rate here. And we can estimate the outgas volume estimation from the pressure before and after event. Another point is a soft blunt staircase nailing. So to simulate the spot internal short circuit without using the metal chip inside. In Japan, small metal chip is recommended to introduce the 8060 cells, but this is very dangerous in the real huge battery, so that we simulate the hotspot's internal short circuit without metal chip. So this is a needle position change and the temperature change. So needle approach to the surface of the cells and see the temperature change. Okay. And if any events proceed to the 1 mm insertion and pause, another insertions, no events. After events, we stop the needles. So that's why we can simulate the real internal short circuit. Our goal is to compare the fresh cell and the cycle cells, and we'd like to confirm that cycle cell the safety is equal to the fresh cells. This is a typical result of the 3C overcharge of the fresh cells. Cell size is 10 ampere plus, prototype in the NED project. So base heater is 70 degree and sampling interval is 1 millisecond. So we can get the maximum pressure of here, temperature maximum is here, remaining gas volume is 57 liters. In detail, we can see the pressure increase. For example, 0.5 5.6 megapascal per sec, it means 1/150 liters per sec gas evolution is observed. This information is reflected to the rupture vent design of the cells. We can measure the temperature increase, but the temperature, some couples sometimes is different position of the cells after the event. Sometimes it's remaining on the cell surface, but sometimes off the surface. So the dependence of thermocouple position is very strong dependence on the result. This is another result of the soft nailing at the 120% state of charge. So we can get maximum pressure, maximum temperatures, and we can say the this condition is milder event than the CC overcharge. So in the event, this is a detailed needle position. Surface approach is here. Position is up. This is really down to the needle. Position change, waiting, position change, waiting. In this position, thermal event starts. So in the detail, we can estimate the pressure increase. Anyway, the pressure increase is about 50% versus 3C overcharge. So we continue the testing, similar tests in the cycle test and compare properties and confirm the safety after cycles. So we summarize. At present, so we think the very conservative battery design using in EV, so that fortunately we have no bad news about the EV trouble in Japan. So on the other hand, stationary use, the quick release after the big earthquake, so safety check is needed. So we can say solvent-free lithium-ion polymer battery will be the one of the solution. So issue is keep battery safety after cycles. We continue to check the using the proposed forced destruction test. Anyway, I will be go to the higher energy density batteries. A higher capacity electrode, we can already choose any kinds of materials, but improvement of safety with high capacity electrode, the electrolyte and interface design is a key technology of the safety. So innovative battery is very academic, but very serious competition in Japan. So finally, we closed the private talk. My father took to the Science Museum in 1974, so I was in 7 years old. And my father explained about the future technology of the 21st century. So in this year is just after the oil shock. So this is the fast booming of the electric vehicles. So my father says, TV phone and electric vehicles is coming into the 21st century. But now we can enjoy video chat using the smartphone, but EV is just a starting level. So my father told me a lie. So who has a responsibility? So but I am a researcher, battery researcher, so I have the responsibility. Of course, most of them have some responsibility, but so Micah is still not EV, but I still have a dream. If the same question asked from my son, I will ask, you can drive the EV. So I don't want to tell a lie to my son again. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Okay, so thanks very much for the very